Okay, before I bring up Jane Fallon, who will close out the night, I want to thank a few people. Ira Grauman, for one, who's been at the board all night long and also recording everybody. And Mark Hastings, who has helped us set up all night long. Thank you, Mark. And to our features, Suzanne and Mike and Junko and her band, thanks to all of you. And also to the staff at Nourish for making us so welcome. Thank you very much. I will tell you, hey, thank you. Thank you very much. And I also wanted to say that we don't have an open mic on the third Tuesdays of the month. There's another lovely open mic in Bolton that night and other things as well. We will be back 2 weeks from tonight, and this is a show not to miss. Perry Desmond Davies and Lloyd Thayer will both be featuring, and they're amazing musicians, and you'll be hearing from me about them. So come back if you can then. And so now, to close out the night, a wonderful songwriter who's been really making her mark not only as a singer and songwriter, but also as a writer of a wonderful book, and she can tell you about that. Please welcome Jane Fallon.
Thanks for letting me kind of walk in, and I was in Newton with my son tonight, and I went right by the exit and said, wait a minute, there's an open mic in Lexington. I'm going to go over there. How's that? I have a wonderful book, so I'm going to tell you. Go online and buy it. Thank you. It's about my dad. It's got seven songs that go right with it. Mr. Rob Carlson is on the record. Yeah. And Jeff Root and Steve Gilligan. We recorded it live at the Bull Run, seven songs in 7 days, and it goes with the book. And I'm starting to promote that quite vigorously. But I can't stop writing songs is my problem. And on Friday, I'm going to be at the Vanilla Bean in Pomfret, Connecticut as part of the Songwriter in the Round thing. And every time Lisa Martin does this, the previous group of people suggests a phrase for the next group of people to write a song about. So I said, Lisa, what's my song prompt? He says, traveling through. I says, they couldn't be more imaginative than that. Once I wrote a great song, and the song prop was Waiting on Oblivion. That was a great one. It says, traveling through. I mean, what if everybody writes songs about traveling, right? Every songwriter has one. And that sort of made me think about all the songs about traveling. So even though I should probably do something very upbeat and raucous for the final song, this is very meditative and gentle. I'm going to try to remember it and see if I can get through this. So I'm practicing for Friday. There are songs about highways, rambling boys who can't settle down. Gotta keep moving. There's a girl in every town. And there are songs about byways. This life is filled with woe. On my way to heaven, this world is not my home. Traveling through seems the human race is always trying to get to other places than the one that they reside. The grass is always greener on the other side. Reincarnation. The lowliest of the low. Find consolation in knowing
destination is a higher place. They will evolve, achieve a state of grace. Traveling through seems the human race is always trying to get to different places than the ones where they reside. The grass is always greener on the other side. Songs about lonely, watching a westbound plane and trying to get home, standing in the pouring rain. And songs about home, staying where you are instead of trying to reach some unattainable star. Think I'll write one of those about liking where I am and the life I chose, and loving just one man and putting down roots instead of chasing dreams. 'Cause the grass out there ain't always what it seems. Traveling through seems the human race is always trying to get to different places than the ones where they reside. The grass is always greener on the other side, on the other side.
Thank you. Is it good? Thank you. I have to learn it now. Thank you.
It's beautiful, Jane. One more hand for Jane Fallon. She will be featured here on September 11th.